last weekend, you and I, Pew, took part in a charity basketball game.
Yes.
On a couple different levels.
Well, you did a great job announcing. I did a terrible job playing, but it was fun nonetheless.
I chose not to embarrass myself.
I think we chose for you the team.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Maybe they weren't allowed to play. But we were doing it for a great cause. Savon Smith, Savon's Academy. We took on their all-stars. Unfortunately, ESPN 760 bit the dust, but there are certainly a lot of great coaches at Savon's Academy. And the man who heads it all up joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. It is Savon Smith. Savon, thanks so much for a couple minutes, and hope the game went as well as you wanted it to and you envisioned. Hopefully we didn't embarrass you too much.
No, actually, I thought it went very well. That was the third time doing that, and that was definitely the best one. I came out of that very excited.
Now, Savon, were you expecting much of a challenge from us? I know we're all sports guys here at ESPN 760. Were you expecting a pretty good game from us?
Actually, I wasn't. But I was very, very surprised.
Well, I don't know. What was it, 21-point game? I don't know if there was much of a challenge.
We definitely covered the spread.
Yes, I heard that from Pew that you guys covered the spread. If I knew that, we probably would have tried harder.
Well, Savon, one thing that you do such a great job of at Savon's Academy is you teach kids and a lot of high school kids not just how to play basketball, the fundamentals of playing basketball, but also just the way to conduct themselves. What are you most proud about as far as what Savon's Academy does?
I'm most proud that my motto is developing winners on and off the court. And I'm more proud that I'm giving these kids opportunities to just prepare them for the future. And these kids really show that they love what I'm offering. And that makes me happy to see that. Like the coaches versus, 760, that brought out a fun. That brought out fun. It don't have to be all serious all the time. And that makes me happy to, bring the kids out there and have them entertained by the older folks.
Now, Savon, the game of basketball has obviously meant so much to you in your life. You played for a legendary coach in high school. Talk a little about the coach you played for and how he inspired you as a player on and off the court.
I played for Mr. Willie Worsley, who went to Texas Western. They won the 1966 NCAA championship against Pat Riley, Kentucky Wildcat. And that was a very humble man. He coached me in high school, and he taught me so much. I was able to sit back and just watch how this, Mr. Willie Worsley works, with young athletes. And that really inspired me to just do what I'm doing today, and I would love to take my company to the next level, helping young athletes. So he's like a father figure to me, and he's known that since day one. And when I called upon him to come down here, for our event, for our charity event, he jumped at the offer right away, and I appreciate that. And I knew he would, because I was one of his, top great listeners. One thing I learned as a kid is, listen and you learn. So that's what motivates me, the way he saw that I listened to him. And I think I remind him a lot of his playing days. I even wore the same number, and he gave it to me. He was number 24 for Texas, team, and he gave me number 24, and I knew why he did that.
And I had the pleasure, we all had the pleasure of meeting Willie Worsley this past weekend at the ESPN 760 versus Savon Coaches basketball game. Savon, you've been here in this area for quite some time now. You've also played ball, and you're from New York. How would you rate basketball down here in South Florida? Because this is known, Florida is known as a football state. How would you rate the high school and even younger basketball talent in this area?
Well, I think up north, kids, take basketball a little bit more serious. Basketball is like third from what I've seen, doing my Savon's Academy. There's a lot of talent in South Florida, or in Florida, period. The difference is New York. I grew up where young athletes always went out on the court and played with older guys. And they just developed this sense of hard work. And I think down here in Florida, because it's like the third sport, I just think they don't take it as serious. But the talent is definitely there.
Longtime basketball coach Savon Smith runs Savon's Academy, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Savon, you were so inspired by Willie Worsley. You said he was like a father to you. Who, out of everybody that you've worked with the most, has there been one person that stood out that they tell you you have the same effect on them that Willie Worsley had on you?
Definitely. It's kid Jacoby. You know, I know I have an effect on him. Jacoby Neath, he's one of the kids in my academy. And, you know, definitely my son. You know, my son talks to me every day about what I do for him. He actually, his first sport is baseball, you know, but he does the basketball just to, you know, do other things. And he definitely lets me know how I, you know, touch him, touch his heart every time. And I appreciate that. You know, he's 11 years old and we talk a lot. So he actually also motivates me a whole lot to do what I do with Savon's Academy, because I also learn, you know, from baseball. I spent a lot of time sitting in the hot sun just supporting him, and people saw that. So that prompted me to also start Savon's Academy, you know, so I'm proud of that.
Savon, great stuff, great cause, and certainly best of luck with everything. And we really enjoyed being out there last Saturday, and we'll do it again soon.
Yes, definitely. Actually, I do two per year, you know, and April and July. So look out for the next one in July.
Sounds good, Savon. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Thanks.
Savon Smith on the Metro PCS Hotline. Metro PCS Wireless for All.
Hopefully my knee and the rest of my body can heal.
Your knee will be
by July.
Fine.
Hopefully. We'll see, though.
Otherwise, then I'm going to have to play, which is not going to be pretty for anybody.
I think they might take a one-legged Jason Pugh here at ESPN 760 over a healthy JMP.